This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The Saints are back in town, and they take on the Tennessee Titans this weekend, and Mike Haas is back to the humidity, sweating like a pig. Welcome back, Mike.
Are you telling my wife? Such kind words. The poor pig has returned. And you know what? I was expecting, you know, oppressive heat that was just unbearable, and it's hot, don't get me wrong, but I think we caught a break. It hasn't been nearly – the first day back, it was cloudy all day. And yeah, I haven't seen a cloud in a month. So I was like, let's ease them back into this. And it really – it's been bad, but I know you guys suffered far worse than what we have right now for June and July.
Well, you should take credit for the moderate humidity that we've had since
you
returned.
You know, I'm not running for office or anything like that. But, you know, your vote would be appreciated. Yes, we did bring the cool and less humid air back.
Absolutely. So the Saints have done some interesting things since they got back. They played at the Tulane Stadium the other night. I don't know if you had a chance to visit that. I was kind of curious how that went.
It went very well. I think, you know, it was a nice evening, and they practiced at Tulane, and it gave the Saints team, first off, an opportunity to be outside, you know, kind of acclimate themselves back, because they just had gotten back at, you know, dawn on Monday, and kind of ease your way in. And really, from the fan standpoint, it was a kind of a lighter practice, and they had been hungry to see this team because they had not seen it really at all because of the training camp in Irvine. So it was a really, really good practice. And the way that it was scripted from a practice standpoint towards the end, prior to the Charlie Smith show, kicking field goals, was kind of this two-minute drill that you got really kind of this competition on the scoreboard. Minute 48, down by four, here's, you know, and you really kind of felt like you were not just at a practice, you know, team against team, the same team. It was really well done, and I felt like it was just the right amount, and they were in shells. Nobody's getting waylaid, which is the way it should be, but it was a very solid practice for coming back. And then, you know, when you get into the Charlie Smith, you know, episode where we're just kind of watching, and we weren't really, I'm not saying we weren't paying attention, but we were doing a 3-hour radio broadcast from the press box, and we kind of had glanced down with Deuce and Bobby, and he was, you know, kicking like 45 and 50 and 55 and 60. And then we were on the radio just like it was play by play. Like, this was like, here we are, this is happening right now. Charlie Smith is lining up for 60 and then 65 yards. And the 65-yarder was just unbelievable. I mean, Bobby hadn't seen Charlie Smith kick before, and it was, you know, he was the next Morton Anderson and the Hall of Fame. And but it was an impressive. He just booted this kick on the same hallowed ground, if you will, from 65 that Tom Dempsey had made, you know, from 67, right, you know, 64. And it's just, and it had probably 10 yards to spare. I mean, it landed in the net. It didn't just barely cross the cross. It landed in the net. And so it was, I just think, like, that kind of atmosphere was perfect to welcome the team back and really for the team to welcome the fans back, because they have not. I mean, when you practice every day, you're just hitting up against some guy and nobody's watching you on the sidelines. I think they were appreciative having the fans back as well.
Absolutely. I think this weekend, is it the 50th anniversary of the Dome this season?
No, it's the, and our 50th anniversary begins in August of 2025. So
okay.
This is technically August 3rd. We're in it, our 49th year. So
49th year.
Okay. But in 2025, I've always prefaced it like this. In 2025 will be our 50th year. Because I fully believe that when the Super Bowl is here on February 9th of 2025, even though we will not be a 50-year anniversary, it will be treated 100% like it is our 50th anniversary. But the beauty of that is that we will have the Super Bowl in 2025, and then on August 3rd of 2025, we begin a year of celebration here at Caesars Superdome. Into 2026, we'll have, you know, events that kind of pay, you know, honor to some of the events that they had decades ago, and really kind of celebrate this building and its relationship with the community from August of 2025 to August of 2026. So that's really kind of a neat aspect of it too. But yeah, it's an anniversary, but it's a long anniversary that we'll be celebrating.
So, Mike, I know that you've been chronicling the what's going on at the Dome. I know you're one who takes a lot of pictures, and you've seen the Dome from the inside out now as they've gone through their renovations. I believe you're there right now.
I am.
It's got to be pretty exciting for everybody to have their first football game in the new facility. For the most part, almost everything's done, right? I mean, is it almost finished?
We're an airport, right? I mean, we're always tinkering. We're always trying to better the experience. The punch list is like 16,000 deep items. But no, we're open. I'm walking the east sideline right now. Fans are in for this open practice. And, yeah, we're done. We've already had Zach Bryan here with, you know, a full load. The markets are open. The atriums are open. And that's where I think from a fan standpoint. Now, if you're a brand new fan, it's all new. But if you're a fan last year and you were on the east side, the Champion Square side, you've seen a lot of this. Now, it's our fans on the west side, the Metairie side, because like, I have a neighbor. And he's, you know, dude, where are these renovations you've been talking about for years? And I'm like, it's coming. It's coming. Bro, be patient. Because that side is finally going to see what we've been talking about all this time. And it's, you know, ramps gone, I've read this, and it's a perfect way to kind of explain what has happened to this Superdome, is that we have reclaimed more than 100,000 square feet of now usable space.
Wow.
And we didn't touch the exterior of this building one bit. We did the iconic image of this landscape of the New Orleans, you know, skyline is just the same as it was from any direction. But inside, it is completely gutted, if you will, bigger concourses, open, airy, sunlight coming in. And I think and people can move around. You're not just ushered in wherever you have to go the way the crowd goes. Now you've got walking lanes, a 40-yard bar on either side. I mean, is that New Orleans, right? Two 40-yard bars on both sidelines. And I tell people all the time, I say, well, you come to these games now, come early because, you know, there's you know, construction around the Dome. There's things happening. But just come check it out. Explore. And I've never said that about a stadium. but come explore and see all of the new things that's there. Get to your seat and figure out where it's going to be, but explore around. It's there's so much, and I'm here every day, and I go, I didn't know that had happened already. So it's really, really neat, and we're kind of watching it too for the first time. We've never had the whole building. We are training staff here and workers here. They've got to go help fans to their seats and understand that that escalator you've taken for 30 years, it's not there anymore. It's not that we're not letting you on it. It doesn't exist. And so Everything is a little changed, right? But it's changed for the better. And, I think it's going to be really fun. And we're still September 8th, right? Carolina is September 8th. We got time between now and then. Game on Sunday with Tennessee. That'll be the next. It's like an evolution. Just checking off things, right? Practice, preseason game, Carolina, and before you know it, Taylor Swift, Super Bowl, Saints and the Super Bowl. We'll put that hang out there. We'll see.
Yeah, I've got a text here for the audience. All of the outside ramps still exist that go up to the different levels, right?
Yeah, there's all the outside ramps on Poitras that take you up to Gate A. There's also some escalators on the outside, and there are ramps that have never been touched. If you come in Gate A on the Poitras Street side, those ramps are still there. And if you come in Gate E on the Smoothie King Center side, those ramps are still there, haven't been touched. So, and people are. They love the ramps here. I get it. So we've still got them, just not on the sidelines, East Champion Square and West Gate G Metairie.
I remember participating with my kids and others, and as a young adult, too, playing touch football on those ramps.
Right. So, believe me. You know how many times I've heard that story? I've heard that story from everybody, and I get it. I the ramps are great. You know, I've got pictures of when the ramps were these bubble tiles. I've got pictures of the ramps in carpet. I go, carpet?
Yeah.
We've carpeted the ramps. And so, that's why I'm very happy. Not, as a fan, one, and as the media relations manager for the Superdome, that we still have the ramps at Gates A and E.
Yeah.
We still have them for football for the next generation.
All right. You got a few more minutes. We'll go to a break, come back to you.
Yeah, as long as you don't mind me hanging in the concourse with everybody, getting their hot dogs and beers, I'm good.
Not at all. All right. We're going to come back to Mike Haas after the break. Stay with us. Voice of the New Orleans Saints. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. Mike, number of players on the bubble. What is kind of the timeline now as we go into this last preseason game?
It's to me, and I know we've talked about this before, I feel like it's players And I also feel like it's the team deciding how many I'm keeping in each specific player group. Yeah. And so, you know, are they going to keep five wideouts, four wideouts, six wideouts? How many DBs? You know, offensive line. We know how vulnerable that position is and how vulnerable, how many guys you're going to need throughout the regular season. So I think what will happen, you know, certainly, today's a practice more than anything else. Sunday, I don't know how much we'll see of the first teamers for that game, but some, I would imagine, some players, not sure for how long. And then by Tuesday, and the Saints usually do it a little ahead of time, but by Tuesday, 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central, you know, your roster has to be down to 53. And some of those guys, there's a new rule this year, because you would try to, maybe if a guy was injured, you would kind of release him, but then bring him back and put him on IR. And so now the NFL actually lets you, on cutdown day, take a guy and put him on IR, and he has to wait for 4 games to come back. But it's kind of it was a shell game before. Now it's not a shell game. It's just they've realized it's happening. Let's just make it legal, make it the right way. And then they'll create their practice squad a day after that. But I'm you know, from the people I talk to, and there's a lot of veteran players, 6, 7, 8, you know, years of experience that are going to get released from other teams, more so than probably years past, as each year, you know, these teams try to get younger. They try to save money by using my draft class. And I feel that the people I talk to, there may be 4 or 5 players going to be added to this roster after the 53, you know, during this kind of cut down period, and teams release players that make the Saints better. That's a veteran offensive lineman, maybe a veteran running back, veteran wide receiver. I feel like most of the changes feel like they're going to be on offense, but, you know, a safety from a defensive standpoint, you know, you don't know. But I feel like the question marks right now are offense. And so that's kind of a change, if you will, is that you think about this team cutting to 53 in the practice squad to go, well, wait, we got 4 or 5 maybe new members of this football team. So I think that's really the question moving forward. What does it look like? What does this team look like heading in to Carolina? Because I think you're going to see it's going to be different after, you know, the cuts and practice squad than it is right now, and maybe even more different than we anticipated the 53 being, just because there's quality players out there, and, you know, this team needs depth at O-line, receiver, running back. Maybe tight end. You don't know. And I think they're always – they don't get probably the credit they deserve, the Mike Parringtons, the Mickey Loomises, Jeff Ireland, Kai Harley, about how aggressive they are to always tinker and try to get better, right? I mean, that's not me. I don't – you know, I'm not promoting them, but they've worked very hard. This team brought in a ton of free agents in 2024, a ton. They didn't have any money to really go after the big, but they always are trying to get better. And so that's put to the test starting September 8th.
Yeah, it's going to – I agree with you. I think the next 2 weeks are going to be very interesting to see what happens. I wasn't aware of that rule change, but that really changes the dynamic, right? I mean, it changes
just allows
it in a big
you to,
way.
Right. It just allows you to say, look, I don't have to – pretend that you don't, you know, that we're going to do this for one day and I'm going to come back and then I can put you on IR. You know, it's just, you know, 2 guys you can put on IR on cutdown day, and they're going to have to miss 4 weeks, but you don't have to go through waivers. You don't have to do all this, you know, kind of left hand, not knowing what the right hand's doing. So, you know, it's certainly helpful, and it's just a question of where this team goes. We'll know pretty soon, in the next 4 or 5 days, where this team feels its challenges are, right? Yeah. When they start signing players from other teams or guys who were let go, and that what position did that happen, you know, it might signal that that's an area of concern, or that there was just a chance to get better. It's kind of like the draft, right? You take the best player available, or I need help at wide receiver. Well, I'm not going to take the 18th best wide receiver when I got a shot at the second best linebacker. And that may be the situation. Maybe they didn't sign a defensive tackle or defensive end. Who knows? But where they're pretty strong. But I just feel like this team, it will be significantly, that's probably too strong, noticeably different right. as we head into yeah. the Carolina yeah. game, that roster, than it is right now.
The NFL chessboard game, it's always an interesting game to watch for sure. Mike Haas, have a great time this weekend. We'll be listening to you. I appreciate you joining us today. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks for allowing me to take the tour while I was talking to you. And everybody, if you can make it to the open practice, if not, we'll see you on Sunday.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, to check in with Ian Hoke, who's in for Scoot. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app